我去，
靠
！BBC News，
Five Minutes English， Never Five Minutes。
我们的微信公众账号已经开通了，我们每天早上六点半会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢，我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的词儿，俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词儿都认识你，但是你就不认识它的词儿。那在公众号里还可以找到我们每一集的背景音乐 BGM， 就是 Background Music， 还有我们每一期的文稿，如果节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿啦。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。大家好，
I'm Jerry，
我是 Alex， 我们在悉尼为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟英语第二季。
And we're broadcasting in Sydney, and we're going to be talking about nobility, noble titles, Queen Elizabeth II, and a hell load of other stuff that you'll never hear anywhere else. All right, let's begin.
你这个听了让我感觉像 BBC
BBC News.
哎，纪晓瑞，你是 The Duke of the Toilet?
Shut up.
我们叫做厕所所长。哎，我们187期的时候讲过这个 Queen Elizabeth II, 对吧？我们还 提到过贵族这个 risk aristocrat 对吧
aristocrat
aristocrat 这这单词太复杂了，没见过好吗？
Actually, we should start by mentioning that there is.
我就不相信你每次都能读对。
Oh yeah, oh yeah, wanna bet?
有的时候 let me check it. 这谁说的啊？谁说的？
Yeah, so before we get into the noble titles, we should briefly mention that there is a slight difference between aristocrats and nobility.
哎，什么区别呢？这个 aristocrats and不是 nobility, nobility.
Yeah, so
nobility.
nobility.
叫 nobility 吗？
Nobility, no.
这个人很牛逼啊，就是 nobility 啊。
Okay. So nobility is the more correct term for today's topic. Aristocrats is more referring to the people who are in the upper class, but also the ones that are in power. Aristocracy is a government where all the like upper society people, the nobles and the monarchs, they have all the power. Whereas nobility just refers to someone having a title. Right? So
那就等于说 aristocrats 跟 nobility 其实是一样的。对吧
yes.
Technically it's the same technically
According to 有道
有道你不能 according to 有道的这个不准的
Yeah, I know That's why it's wrong
然后这个 Aristocracy 对吧
Aristocracy I think
Aristocracy 就像 Democracy 一样
Yeah
那个翻译对吧 Aristocracy 你来读吧读不准了
Aristocracy
它的意思就是国家的统治权完全是属于贵族的它其实是一个政治制度就像那个 democracy 一样民主制一样、
yes.
它其实是皇权社会贵族统治的皇权社会
yeah,
皇权制
kind of like that
对吧、
yeah.
nobility 就跟 是一样的是一个头衔、
okay.
是贵族的一个头衔对吧
yeah so exactly we refer to those people who have titles as nobles but at the same timeNowadays, I think people tend to refer to them as peers.
Peers.
I mean, both noble and peers is fine.
Peer. P-E-A-R. Peer.
P-E-E-R. P-A-R is pair.
Pair. Peer.
Peer.
Which one?
Peer.
Peer is
Lee. P-E-E-R.
Oh, okay.
And then pear is P-E-A-R, which is like the fruit.
听你的。Peer, P-E-R, 就是 noble.
Yeah, yeah.
还有一个意思就是现在比较常用的就是同年龄的人同辈同行业的人。
Yes, that's right. So you can say Woolix was admired by his peers in the English podcast community.
哎呦这个必须的。admire 就是敬佩。
Shameless advertising, right?
但是我跟你说啊在澳大利亚这种社会可能是这样我跟你说。
So today we're going to talk about peers.Or peerage.
读准
Peerage.
到底怎么读
Peerage.
这才对。谁让你前面教育我Peerage. P-E-R-A-G-E. 就是所有的这个贵族。
Yes.
对吧但 noble 或者 peer 指的是一个人。
Yeah,
一个贵族。
So quick revision, the highest rank is Duke.
Duke 就是公爵 D-U-K-E 对吧
Yeah, followed by McQueen.
McQueen, 这个没有对应的吧中文
Are you serious?
啊我夸你了 McQueen 就是侯爵
Oh my god I thought you were being serious Okay
la, 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 la.
And then it's Earl or Count
Earl E-A-R-L 或者 Count C-O-U-N-T 就是伯爵
And then it's Viscount
Viscount S 不发音的对吧
Yeah、
V-I-S-C-O-U-N-T 就子爵
And then Baron
Baron B-A-R-O-N 就男爵公侯伯子男这很好记啊公侯伯子男、
oh, is that similar in Chinese or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah 不是 similar 就是 same
Oh, really?
就是公侯伯子男
But is that Do you call them 爵 as well?
对啊
Oh, okaySo there are actually two more titles,、baronets and knights, but they are not part of the period, so then it's not a noble title.
啊真的吗
Yes.
Baronet, B-A-R-O-N-E-T, 跟 knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. K-N-I-G-H-T 我们之前说过是骑士对吧
Yes, that's right.
那 baronet.
So baronet is like above the knight, and the title of baronet can be passed down.
Baronet 是骑士但是它是可以世袭的
Yes, that's right.
Knight 就是你这辈子你是骑士，下一代不是
，Yeah, yeah，
不能世袭的
，Yes, that's
right.
啊，
懂了。但这两个头衔是不属于贵族阶级的
，Yes，
它不是属于上流社会。
Yeah, so and then there's also female counterpart for the titles.
哦，还有女性相等的头衔，对吧
？Yes，
就像 King 相等的是 Queen， 而 Queen 不是单单解释为皇后，也、
yeah.
可以解释为女王。
Yeah,
对吧
yeah. So there's also the Duchess.
Duchess,、D-U-C-H-E-S-S, 就是女公爵、
Yeah, and then the Marchioness or the Marchioness.、
Marchioness, M-A-R-C-H-I-O-N-E-S-S, 就是女伯爵。
Yeah, Countess.
Countess, C-O-U-N-T-E-S-S, 女子爵。
And then it's Viscountess.
就他们后面全加 E-S-S 嘛。
Yeah, and then the spelling changes.
对啊你好了 不读了。
Yeah, okay.
反正不管这个是正式的头衔还是这个有这个头衔人的老婆都是这么叫
Yes
对吧
That's right
Duchess 可以是女公爵也可以说公爵夫人
因为
现在的那个威廉王子的老婆就是叫剑桥公爵夫人
Yes that's right
对吧
Duchess of
Cambridge
Not Cambridge Cambridge
Cambridge
Cane
King
Cambridge Yeah so essentially these names are used whether your actual likeDuchess or you're just the wife of the Duke for example right and if you are the wife right or like you know the husband of the actual title holder we call your title a courtesy title
courtesy title c-o-u-r-t-e-s-y 就礼貌嘛 courtesy title 就是尊称的意思对吧比如说这个
kind of yeah
对吧 Duke 的夫人但她其实本身是没有头衔的
yes that's right she has no title
所以她这个叫 Duchess就叫 Duchess
yeah, Duchess of whatever
这个就是叫 Courteous title 如果她是女伯爵她就不是 Courteous title
Yeah, it's an actual title So yeah, anything that's So your sons, right? So for example
女伯爵的老公叫什么
Duke
就叫 Duke 但是这个时候 Duke 是
It's a
Courteous
title,
title.、
So it's like your son So a Duke's son would be a Marquis So it's like one level lower
那他长大了等他爸死了能
Oh, then he's a Duke Then he'll get the Duke Like one of them will get the Duke、
oh.
And then if you're a Marquis Your son will be a Count or an Earl、
oh.
But if you are a Baron Then your son is nothing Your son is just
Nothing
Yes
但他等他死了之后他
Then you will be a Baron So yeah, it's very complicated、But essentially your son is like lower than you、But he doesn't have a title It's still a courtesy title
Oh
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting、Yes
懂了那这个爵位的名字都是怎么决定的
So a lot of them use locations So、for example like Cambridge, York、Edinburgh They're all big cities in England
In England.
Well,、yeah, essentially, right?、And, or you can go by someone's name.、usually, Duke is by location.、So that's why it's always, with Dukes, it's always Duke of a location. So,、for example, Duke of Edinburgh.、Duke of Woolwich. Duke of...
Woolwich 不是地名好吗 Duke of...Edinburgh 就爱丁堡伯爵对吧 Edinburgh 是苏格兰 Scotland 的一个城市
Yes
对吧像比如说我可以叫做 Duke of Sydney 对吧
Okay
就 Duke of King's Cross
Duck
Duck
Because you are male.
Oh, Snoop Dogg. You know I'm hopping with the D.R.E. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I get it.
La, 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 la.
Oh, very good. So with Dukes, right, for their title, you always say Duke of a location.
那 McQueen 呢? McQueen 其实也一样的吧?
Yes.
那也是 McQueen of
something. There are a few exceptions though. I don't remember what they are, but some people have McQueen something. With Viscount and Baron, you never use of.
哦，不能用 of.
Yeah, so it's always Baron Woolix, for example. And if you add of, it's usually like...territory, so Baron Woolix of Sydney, for example.
它其实跟我们现在看很多英国的翻译到中文的一些东西，就是阿拉贡的凯瑟琳啊，
yeah.
这种有这种意思在里面，
yeah, yeah,
对吧？
Yeah. And Earl, it just depends. Earl is, it depends on certain things.
Oh, yeah. Earl 就无所谓了。
Baron Jerry of 5 Minutes English. Thank you.
还有个 Sir.
Sir.
Sir, 比如说 Sir John.
That's
Sir
knights.
Jerry.
That's knights.
他不是就骑士都是 called Sir.
With Baron or like those guys, they're called His Grace or Her Grace.
Oh.
His Grace or Her Grace.
Oh, 但是到 Knight 就是叫 Sir.
Sir.
Sir. 女王就是 Your Majesty.
Yes. But some people might call your Lord, my Lord as well.
就是我的地主吗？
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 是吧？是这意思呀 ，My Lord. 但 My Lord 一般是有爵位的人称他为 My Lord.
His Grace is usually someone lower.
对啊，更低的就是他比就差两三级的。His Grace.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
因为爵位他是就比如说男爵是直接对子爵负责，而男爵不对伯爵负责。好，就这样，拜拜。
Okay,
see you later. 简短，搜简短。And remember,
Woolix, the Duke of Wooglish. (音)那么今天大家可以在微信公众账号里回复2095，就可以看到今天的节目稿子啦。So today, our background music was recommended by无风不起浪未歇 titled The Riddle of the Model by, I think, Sing Street. Wow, wow,
wow. 如果大家喜欢我们的话可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语那个黄色背景的爆炒楼就是我们了。喜欢我们的话可以订阅我们的节目或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励。也可以在微博或者微信给我留言我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我的节目的话可以加我微信号不是微信公众账号是我私人微信号 ALEX 下划线 ZQ 下划线 YU 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号复制粘贴就可以了但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包那就得看缘分了哈哈哈哈